Hi, this is Lunchy. I hope that you are well whenever you're listening to this. It's currently June 13th, 2020. There is still no cure or vaccine for coronavirus, and Black Lives Matter protests are happening around the world, but very much in America. As such, it's been really weird to record this podfic because of so much unrest that's happening in the world, and I want to acknowledge that and also express my apprehension at doing fandom stuff as though it's business as usual. A lot of things are changing, and I guess I just didn't want to put this out and make it feel like things weren't changing or things weren't happening, and that I guess a lot of us use fandom as a happy escape from things that are happening in the real world, and it feels really weird. So at the very least, I just wanted to acknowledge that in the free talk. Wherever you are, I hope you're staying safe. And if you're listening to this in the future, then I hope things have gotten better. I recorded chapter one of this podfic live on Discord and just wanted to shout out to all the people who joined in to listen. Parts two and three were not done over Discord, and I'd be curious to hear any feedback about if you can see a difference between chapter one and chapter two and three. For myself, internally, it felt a lot more performative in chapter one because of the live audience that was there. So I think I was maybe hamming it up a little bit more in chapter one. That doesn't particularly happen when I'm by myself. It's kind of weird to acknowledge that I do, even in podfic, act differently knowing that there's an audience who's going to listen to me do it real time. I haven't really interrogated my thoughts about this yet, but it's been a very interesting experience and experiment to be doing. Wei Wuxian's voice is very much what I envision like a kindergarten teacher sounds like when he talks to Lan Zhan. There's clearly a distinctly exaggerated way that I think adults talk to kids. Is that true to life? Who knows? By the way, Lan Wangji is totally the adult who talks to kids as though he was talking to another adult. He does not modulate his voice in any sort of way. Whereas Wei Wuxian is totally like, hey, look at this. Isn't this cool? Just hamming it up a little bit for children. Likewise, six-year-old Lan Zhan, aka Small G, he's got like this kind of voice where it's real high-pitched, and I have to take great care not to pronounce the R's, but also can't be like too excited because he's very serious child. So that was a lot of fun. Those two decisions really drove the performance, and were basically decided on the spot when I got to the first dialogue portions of the fic and thought, yeah, let's have a bit of fun. Let's have a little bit of fun with this dialogue with these characters. So here's some behind the scenes info. The cut of Small G crying for his mother in front of her house, the cut that made it into the podfic was a retake because I felt like I went too hard, too hysterical in my first take, and halfway through was like, oh yeah, now let's just pull that back a bit. So I guess you could say that that take is the restrained take. I don't know if Suspicious Popsicle wrote the story before or after MXTX's revelation that he's a himbo, but Suspicious Popsicle's Lan Zichen clocks immediately that Wei Wuxian's full of shit and something is up. As should you, because why isn't Wei Wuxian examining crime scene evidence with Small G on his shoulders? Why isn't he demanding to know where Wang Ji was last seen so he could investigate himself? Wei Wuxian not wanting to investigate, not wanting to solve mysteries, super chill about his husband being turned into a six-year-old. Come on, guys, suspish. Then in chapter two, Lan Zichen, in the beginning of chapter two, implies very heavily that he knows Wei Wuxian's probably behind it and he's allowing it to continue because it's causing Lan Wangji no harm. And then you get vindication later on while they're swimming in the lake that Wei Wuxian absolutely cast the spell on Lan Wangji. Then in chapter 3, it's just an implicit understanding that Lan Xichen knows that Wei Wuxian did it, and now they have a problem because Small G won't turn back. What's done is done. Spell got cast. He knows that Wei Wuxian did it, so it's not malicious. What I'm saying is the Lan Xichen in this story is no fool, and I appreciated that aspect. I have a lot of fun doing Wei Wuxian's dialogue. I really let myself be free to interpret his dialogue. Laid back, cash, you know. And I throw him a lot of like extra noises and stuff to get into his voice, which I hope as a listener makes it more immersive rather than being annoying or distracting. And he's very much a character who gets to be flippant when he talks, but is a very deep thinker. There's a real juxtaposition between his extroversion and his introspection that is so fun to play with and to narrate. These kinds of characters give me a lot of room to have fun and play and be creative with tone variation. He's just like a great character to get to voice. It would have been really amazing to have had a scene with Wen Ning and small Wei Wuxian, because that would have been so cute, but it's not about that. This story is about Wei Wuxian trying his darndest to gift his husband happy childhood memories. Oh man, they just love each other so much. Even as a kid, Small G was like jealous of himself, Xiangge's absent husband. So hilarious. Stay mad, kid. You did this to yourself. But the story was beautiful and the sentiment behind it was beautiful. And there were so many lovely scenes, lovely turns of phrases that really, I guess, slow the world down and hone in on the details of what's happening. Like the description of Wei Wuxian trying to do Lan Wangji's hair and drawing a picture of Lan Wangji so he could remember. Oh, and the conversation Wei Wuxian overhears Small G have with Lan Xichen about how happy he is with Xiangge. So cute. Piling rabbits on top of Wei Wuxian so that he's warm enough to have a nap. Ah, he's just such a good boy. Anyway, I think that's the end of this free talk. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podfic, leave a rabbit emoji in the comments. I'll know what that means. Thanks for listening. Bye.